Today, instead of going to class at a continuation school where he's been getting A's in math, my friend and youth radio co-worker is laying in the intensive care unit at Highland Hospital. On Sunday, 17-year-old Darren Ducote was driving home with his cousins when a car chased by BART police crashed into them in a neighborhood near the Oakland Coliseum. Darren was thrown through the window, and he landed on a fence in front of a nearby home. He has blood on his brain, which doctors say may cause brain damage. He has a broken collarbone, cuts and gashes across his body, and injuries to his spleen. Darren works on the Boss of Me campaign to raise awareness about teen dating violence prevention. He has a natural ability to connect with people, which I've always admired. He's one of those guys who has so much to say, and right now I'm praying that he gets more time to say it. It seems like the violence in Oakland will never stop. Last Friday, right down the street from Youth Radio, 59-year-old Tian Shang Yu was attacked in broad daylight. The crazy thing about it, I was working with Darren that day and we both looked out the window and saw Mr. Yu on the stretcher. Who would have known that 2 days later, Darren would be in the same intensive care unit as Mr. Yu, and on Tuesday, that Mr. Yu would be removed from life support. Next time, it could be me or someone else I know. You could try your best to stay out of trouble in Oakland, but somehow violence always finds its way to the innocent. I'm wondering why the police and public officials are failing to keep our streets safe. Oakland is my first and only home. I have lived here all my life, 19 years to be exact. I can remember a time when Oakland wasn't a war zone, but a source of originality and love for community. I remember when the worst thing that could occur during school was a fistfight. As of today, I cannot honestly tell you that I want to raise a family here, which is sad, because even with all the chaos, I still love Oakland to the fullest. But I can't let my child go through what I'm going through currently. With The Perspective, I'm Mario Hammond.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.